Now, a little housekeeping. AC Valdez is our senior producer.
Hi, Sara. Before Maria took off for a much-deserved vacation, we sat down and talked a little about the response we got to our recent episode, Blue, which dealt with suicide, depression, alcoholism, a lot of heavy stuff. Thanks for sitting down with me about this, Maria.
I'm really interested to hear what the response was to these, to our stories, yeah. Especially when you're talking about a story like mental health or alcoholism, which is hard to do when you, and put your face to it. So we got a lot of email, a lot of social media.
Uh-huh. And one of the emails that we got was from Vincent. He says, thank you so much for a wonderful story on alcoholism. I say wonderful because alcohol is glorified in our society, but has devastating effects on our families. Thank you again for keeping it real and telling our stories good and bad.
And we love that, right? Because part of what we want to do is to tell, you know, the celebratory stories about Latinos. But the truth is that Latinos die of alcoholism at some rates that are pretty unknown. So thank you so much, Vincent, for that.
And Mary writes, hello, I'm a new listener from Europe. My husband turned on the live NPR feed and listened to two very important issues, depression and alcoholism in the Hispanic community. Right away, I am asking myself if there are anywhere near enough Spanish-speaking psychotherapists or drug counselors in the U.S. I grew up in Mississippi, where the need for help outside the family was viewed as weakness. Is this also a block for the Latino community? Thank you for your response.
Right, Mary Richards. And unfortunately, like you said, and your experience of growing up in Mississippi when going to help outside of your family was a weakness, there is still a lot of that. I think part of what we're saying with these stories is to say, if you need help, there's help out there.
Right. And to get to Mary's point, actually, about whether there are enough Latino health professionals, I actually went to the NIH website and looked it up. There are 29 Latino mental health professionals for every 100,000 Latinos in this country. That as compared to 173 white mental health professionals for every 100,000 whites in this country.
Wow. That's a great number, AC. Thanks for that.
Rosanna and another writer, Anita, brought up more or less the same concern. Our interviewee, Dina, expressed a lot of reservations about taking the medication she had taken because she had such a severe reaction to it. Anita writes, as a Latina psychiatric provider, I found your program today on mental illness reprehensible. By describing lamotrigine as such a dangerous drug, you will have indirectly caused suicides, hospitalizations, and imprisonment. You devoted, wasted, most of your program's time describing how the patient had Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which is very rare. Because of lamotrigine, my patients have been able to go back to school, start new careers, stay out of jail, become good parents, retain their jobs, stay out of the mental hospital, and stay off the streets.
I really appreciate the notes that Rosanna and Anita are raising. I don't think our intention was to create fear around taking meds for mental illness, but rather to say, if you are going to take meds, be very aware of the meds that you are taking and be really clear about the fact that there are very clear side effects. And they're not just words that you hear on a screen. They actually can impact your lives. Those are strong words, Anita. On the other hand, I think that they're strong words because she takes this really, really seriously as a Latina psychiatric provider. So what our piece did, AC, I think, was to increase the dialogue. That's what we wanted. You know, AC, when you get a lot of love from your listeners and then you get a lot of criticism, it's hard to take. But at the same time, this is all about talking. And one of the issues that we covered on our show is that for many Latinos and for people in general, talking about mental health, talking about mental illness, talking about alcoholism, suicide, it's not stuff you want to talk about, but we have to. So I appreciate everybody who took time to share your thoughts. Whether you were criticizing us or applauding us, we're having a conversation, and that's a great first step.
Right, and I would encourage everybody listening to this to contact us either via our website, latinousa.org, and you can click on contact at the top of the page, or you can find us on Facebook or tweet us at latinousa.
And I just want to say thanks again to Jay and Dina for sharing their story and for all of our listeners for taking the time to write to us.